Well, hello, I'm Bob Dendry. This is Boring Guy Plays, and welcome back to City Skylines 2, where we are building Azure Delta. So we're over here at Quokka Terrace, which we built last episode. I think it turned out pretty well. Seems to be a nice, you know, reasonably balanced little hub of residential area. We do have a few little bits of traffic going on, but there's always a bit of traffic when an area's sort of in that building up phase. So I think it should die down pretty quickly. As you can see over here at our CBD area, we've got quite significant traffic problems, and I would like to fix those this episode. Now, this is going to be a risky strategy. It's one I've talked about, I think, a little bit over the last few episodes, and we're going to see if we can get it done this episode. So I've talked about the fact that Azure Delta, the CBD itself, is a cul-de-sac. There's only one way in, and that is via that orbital motorway, which is not ideal, shall we say. Obviously, if you've got traffic backed up on the motorway, if there's an accident, something like that, then the CBD is going to be completely suffocated with traffic. And I've mentioned having a connection between these two sort of disparate at this stage areas. And we're going to start off by doing that. Now, this is a risky strategy, but I think we should be fine. So if we pop over to our map tiles screen, you can see that to get over to join up with this road here, we're going to need seven permits, I should say. And we only have 9 available. That's a risk, because it's going to be a bit weird if we need to develop along this sort of strip. But I think it's going to be okay because we've got all of this area unlocked. We haven't done anything with it yet. So I think if we are to sort of take these tiles, maybe even take this one as well, which will take us up to 8 out of 9, we can build the road we need to build through here. And we've still got plenty of space here to develop and, you know, get growing up towards our next city milestone. So I'm actually okay with doing that. And we are going to go ahead and do that now. So we'll purchase those. And yeah, what I want to do is get our main road that runs, you know, along the edge of our CBD, we're going to extend that up and have it join up with what is currently Spring Street. I think that makes sense. That's a bit of a main road in itself. It does have sort of direct access to the motorway from this side here. I don't know if we might want to maybe have an orbital coming around the other side, or maybe even sort of have this motorway maybe go under the city or something like that. We're not going to worry about that right now, but it's something we should think of for the future, because it probably would make sense, given we've got motorway access over here and over here as well. But yeah, we're just going to get this road just running through for the moment and yeah, see how we go. I'm going to go with 4-lane roads at this point, and we'll see. Potentially we might be okay with just 2-lane for part of this, but I think we're going to sort of over provision this to allow us to have that sort of, you know, future growth opportunities. Might also get a nice bridge down as well. Is that divided? No, it's not. So we will just use a regular 4-lane road in that case. Hopefully we can actually join up there. Yeah, we can. It is a bit of a grade, but it's manageable, I think. And we'll go try and get an 8-ish percent grade on the other side as well. So I think it's, oh, it's actually a downgrade there. Ooh, okay, that's fine. It's not the best, but it's okay, I think. And yeah, we actually do have some interesting contours to deal with here. So we probably want to, it's actually probably a good idea that we purchase this second tile, because I think we want to try and do our best to skirt around this hill rather than going through it or over it. Ooh, what's happening here? I just had some weird activity there. I just sort of half froze for a sec there. All right, so Yeah, I think that's pretty good, actually. Maybe not that bit, though. Let's see if we can try and just cut through that with a single curve. That might make the grade a little bit nicer. Oh, actually, it looks like it's not giving me a connection point there. Okay, we might actually need to do a little bit of landscaping, I reckon. Should we have a slope like so? That will probably work, I think. Okay, that's a bit better. And then we will just run the soften terrain tool over that. There we go, we've got a connection. So we should start to see some people using this. Not seeing anyone right now, but I wonder. Actually, don't know, is there a overlay that will show us? Maybe? Yeah. Okay. Doesn't look like we're seeing any. Hang on. Traffic volume and traffic flow. So potentially we're not really seeing any volume of traffic through there, though that may. Just because there's no traffic physically on there yet. But I'm hopeful we should start to see some routes updated now using this road. Before we go on too far, I do want to do a couple more traffic type fixes. Now, if you look at Rosewood Highway here, we've still got quite significant traffic issues surrounding this intersection specifically. And I think what we might do is look to, I think, add a new connection over to Highland Street, potentially joining up on this roundabout and possibly onto Fairview Street. We might sort of deviate Fairview Street around here, head across our train line, and yeah, make its way over to the Highland Street, Holly Street roundabout. That should give us some redundancy and will also allow us to sort of grid off some more area here. I think we might need to look at getting some industrial in this area, as we do have, looks like, some quite large demand for industrial. So I think that is what we will do. I think we do want to keep this as a sort of collector type road, so we will go a four lane divided road. And I think we're just going to start off with a little stub road like so. Then we will do our sort of deviation here. And problem we might actually have here is that this is a two lane road. And it may actually need some upgrading to a collector. There is no collector movement in this area at all, which might be an issue, but we'll see how we can go, I guess, just keeping it as it is. So what we're going to do, we're going to realign this street. So we'll do this, and then we will have this join up at a 90. That should be all we really need to do there. Apparently we've got an invalid shape, but we might be able to fix that like so. Perfect. Try and run reasonably parallel to our power lines as well. We will get a truss bridge here. And we should just be able to connect back up to the intersection like so. And that should be all we need to do there. Bit ugly. See if we can make that a little bit nicer. Maybe extend the truss bridge to this section here. Maybe do the same over here as well. Okay, there we go. A little bit nicer. So we'll unpause. It probably didn't need to be paused that whole time anyway. And yeah, so we've got a secondary point of connection here. Oh, hang on. We've broken something. What's happened? Have we broken something or have we hit our... No. What's the problem? We shouldn't have broken something. That should be connected up there. Fine. I don't see a reason why that should be broken, to be honest. And it's just the sewage as well. The water is still flowing fine. Where is our sewage treatment plant? We have absolutely screwed the pooch with something here, haven't we? We don't have anything like... Oh, we might actually. We've got two different networks, don't we? But we actually, we don't even need to do that anymore. We can run a connection between these two areas now, so hopefully that will fix the problem now, right? Okay, cool, that's fine. So obviously we'd hit our capacity on this network here, but obviously we still had capacity up here and heaps of capacity, I would suggest. So that's fixed now, and we can not, you know, need to worry about that. Katarina's hurt herself somehow. She's over here. I don't know how she got there. Maybe she was bushwalking or something like that. She isn't on the forestry land, so it's a bit odd. Hopefully she's okay. Okay, so we have now this new connection from this area here that has our power plant, you know, our port, things like that. And I also want to see if we can get a connection over to this island here, which I think is at this point unnamed, isn't it? Let's give it a name while we're here. Why not? What shall we call this? Let's call it Wallaby Island. Why not? So, of course, we've got this road connection here, which is fine. We do see some issues on main road from time to time. So I think some redundancy is possibly going to be useful. And we may as well continue to use this Fairview Street alignment to fix that. I wonder if we can maybe squeeze a connection in here. If not, we can slightly move. And we, in fact, might just do that. Relocate our wastewater treatment plant. Pause the game. And we're just going to slightly realign Fairview Street. Like so. And then we can punch through there and bridge over the top. I think we need to make this a little bit of a higher bridge, as we do have the path for our ships that will pass slightly under the bridge. So let's see. Oh, we can unpause as well, can't we? In fact, we can probably have it be a bridge the whole way, can't we? Maybe not. Elevation too low. It's complaining that it's in water. I mean, it's a bridge. It's supposed to be in water, isn't it? We've got overlapping items as well. Okay, we might need to slightly rethink this. So let's build a very short stub of road here. Let's try now. Some weird stuff going on here. I don't know what's overlapping on. It's appears to be overlapping on itself, doesn't it? And it won't let me go at a 180. I need to go at like a 178. Weird stuff happening there. So I think we're wanting to join up here, aren't we? That is ugly as. I'm not proud of it. That's for sure. I don't think we can go up high enough either, or fast enough. Oh, we got some sort of alarm going off over here. I wonder what that was. What is that? So we've got some overlapping items errors, but it does work. Oh no, I don't like that at all. Well, I have to try and make this curved. See, it's weird. At 180, it's just throwing the overlapping items error. It's weird, isn't it? Okay. Could be worse. I am still going to give it another go, though. Of course. It's acceptable. And we're going to leave it at that. It's acceptable. But I do think that we want to make all of these asymmetric roads, though. That should hopefully allow the traffic to flow a little bit smoother through there. Alrighty, so what I want to do here is get a little road there. I accidentally placed that, did not mean to place it. But that is, I guess, just allowing us to have some additional coal storage in future. And we are going to use the rest of this area sort of between this road or these roads and our train line. We're going to use all of that as an industrial area. So I think that should fill out pretty well. Oh, what's happening there? Oh no, don't want that. Let's soften this. Should hopefully, or we might need to level it lower and then soften it. Hopefully that should fix that little issue. Perfect. And yeah, we don't have, as you can see, a massive amount of industrial here, but it should be enough. And I think what we might do, we might just get an additional connection in over here as well. So I'm just going to fill out all of this with industrial. And that should, I think, cover all of our industrial demand for the moment. And yes, we're seeing it very quickly drop down to pretty much nothing. So that is good. And yeah, the traffic problems are doing okay. Certainly it's a lot quieter on our highway now, which is good. And what about this road here? That's looking great. I wonder if we've just switched it to go in the other direction a little bit. So definitely a motorway might be a good shout, but I'm not worrying about anything to do with that at this point. What we do have, though, is quite high commercial demand, and we actually have quite a bit of land here that we've not currently zoned on. So we might get some high density businesses in here. I'm seeing green, which means pretty much good for industrial uses or commercial uses, I should say. So we might get a few blocks of commercial in this area here. Maybe even some alongside our railway line as well. And I'm hoping that should sort of deaden that commercial demand a fair bit. I've got an idea. All right, what we'll do, in fact, we will get a train station over here. It will sort of loop around and go in there. But what we'll actually have is we will have a train service from, you know, outside the map that will actually go via this train station instead. So it'll sort of loop in there and then go around there. Does that make sense? What do our lines look like right now? So we don't have any... Oh, that's actually not even an outside connection. Actually, that's just like a set of sidings. So, might make sense, actually. So we'll have like, you know, city via whatever this is called. It's not called anything right now. Let's create a district to deal with that problem. Let's go... via Birdsong Terrace. Via Kookaburra Hills. Or via Sunrise Springs. And then we've also got the opportunity to add, you know, another train station somewhere else along the way. Yeah, okay. I think we'll do that. That might encourage people coming from this sort of section of the map to use the train rather than, you know, popping in their car. Oh. Oh. Ooh. That's not that great, is it? A lot of traffic there, though. Potentially, it could be due to the crash we've had over here. So that might not be as terrible as it looks, but we definitely do have a fair bit of congestion sort of all around here, which is not ideal. But yeah, let's make the rail connection. Okay, it's not too bad. So yeah, what we will have happen then is we'll run a new rail line. It'll go on this part of CBD, sort of away from what's already been developed. Sort of back here or so. But it's not sitting directly on the main road. We should have enough room to get Beach Street over the top if we need to do that. And yeah, then we should be able to just make a fairly direct connection, I think. Yeah, we will need to pass under, I think, is going to make the most sense. And hopefully we should be able to pretty much just cut in here like so. I want to fix this. Alrighty, I did not mean to pause the game there, but it is okay. So let's once again just reacquaint ourselves with our rail lines. So we do have our suburban line that runs from the CBD through both of our train stations and terminates at Kookaburra Hills. We have our intercity line that runs from Rogat through Sunrise Springs and then onto the city. And so we will have an additional route that runs from Rogat to Kookaburra Hills via this station here. And then we will also make a connection to our main station. Don't have a name for it yet. Or we don't have a name for this station yet. So I'm wondering what we could potentially call it. Also, just want to make sure as well we can get over the top here, which I think we should be okay. Looks fine. Okay. And we might have a service street here, maybe. No, we won't because we have a car park. So never mind. That should be all the connections we need. And yeah, we just need to get a train connection over to here. Which should be fine. We should just be able to tunnel under our university. I don't think anyone will have too much of a problem with that. Hopefully, anyway. And then hopefully we should be able to pretty much connect. Ooh. Oh no, that's not a connection. Okay. I think we might actually have come out a little bit too far, yeah. So I think it should still be okay. Okay. So then what we will do is to reduce conflict, we will move that connection over to there. And we will have a new line set up from this platform. Oh, hang on. What's the problem? Yeah, it's not connected. Duh. Need to actually finish building the railway before I go connecting it up. Okay. So now we can do that. A note, we've got a blue train running. Why? Why is that happening? We'll have a look at it in a sec. It's green, by the way, not blue. Okay, that itself doesn't make any sense. What we might actually need to do is move this onto a different pair of tracks. Yeah, that'll fix it. Okay, cool. So yeah, there we go. We've got a new train line set up, which hopefully should encourage some public transport use. We might also need to get maybe some bus services in to serve this sort of part of the community as well. Yeah, I think it should be good. Yeah, it looks like we're going to be okay, so that's good. Yeah, so we've done you know, structural stuff at this point in time. We haven't done a lot of building in terms of residential, and we need a lot of residential, as you can see, specifically low and medium densities. So expanding our CBD probably isn't where we're going to get that sort of purchase that we need. But over here is, once again, we've got all of this area that we purchased with the intention of, you know, having that capability to develop some more. And yeah, we're going to do it. I think we will also expand the width of Rosewood Highway, sort of up to across the other side of the bridge, potentially. And we will add sort of another, I think, roundabout connection to the road as well. What is this set up as? That's a highway at the moment, I think, and we will preserve that. Might, in fact, stop it at the bridge at the moment. We don't want to spend the, you know, amount of money we'd need to get that bridge rebuilt. And we probably don't need the connection all the way anyway. We will need some medium roads, though. Let's check out our contours. Not great. But I think we should be able to sort of connect directly between this road here, which is called Park Street, up to the highway over sort of around here or so. I think that's probably not going to be much to ask. And will allow us to fence off a nice big area that we can continue to develop for our residential demands. I think that's pretty good. Tornado stopped as well, which is excellent. And I think we'll probably take a similar approach to what we did with Quokka Terrace. We'll set up some sort of pads where we get or have the best. And I think we'll do similar thing to what we've done at Quokka Terrace. We'll set up some levels where we'll flatten things out and we'll try and concentrate our housing sort of on those levels and try to avoid having, you know, lots of building on hillsides and things like that. Though we didn't really avoid doing it at Quokka Terrace at all. It's an aspirational goal. We can probably definitely extend Holly Street over here as well. And maybe have another sort of up-down connection as well. Ooh, actually, I think I like it there better. Perfect. And let's try and get some of those flattened out areas, shall we? This is going to be a little bit more challenging, to be honest. Also got some water pipes that are going to cause us some grief. So we'll need to relay some of those. I think these are water pipes that are literally just placed as well. So that's great. Congratulations to me. If this isn't the best advertisement for Dial Before You Dig, I don't know what is. What we can potentially do, though, is actually build a road over the top there. Just sort of hide it a little bit. And I legit think that is what I'm going to do. What we can actually do is pause. Oh, did I build that all as a highway? No, I didn't build it all as a highway, luckily. Most of it, actually, haven't I? Yeah, okay, that's fine. Yeah, what we're going to do. We don't actually need that connection there anyway now, do we? Because we should be able to get a direct connection, pretty much. So I need to switch that from being a highway because I wasn't intending it to be one. But yeah, now what we can do is... connect that up to there. which should tie that into the network here, and we don't have that issue anymore. Perfect. Okay. So we can unpause, we can soften all of this terrain a little bit more. And we should be able to start placing in our sort of internal local road connections. And of course, we don't want that connection to go onto the motorway. So I'm just going to put a little cul-de-sac on the end of there. I've actually got a surprising amount of land here to work with. I wasn't actually expecting it to be quite this much, if I'm honest. All right, I think we are pretty good in terms of our road network there. We just want to convert this guy here into a roundabout, as we've done with all of our four-way intersections. And yeah, I think we are looking pretty good there. I think we're okay for education. I think at the moment anyway. Though actually, we could potentially get a college down in this area. We might even be able to get that sort of in our area we've built just before, maybe you're on Highland Street. Oh, we've got overlapping items right there. I think that's okay. And yeah, so we just need to have a look and see where we could potentially get some commercial. And on Highland Street is probably actually a good idea because it is a main road or somewhat main road. So it has nice sort of pass-through traffic. And we can fill that up all the way up to the highway. Actually, probably makes a lot of sense to be putting a fair bit of commercial in that area there. And we can probably get like a few sort of random nodes around the place. We're probably over-provisioning commercial at this point in time, but that's okay. And then, yeah, we're pretty much going to be looking at only residential through this whole area. We might try and get some row housing maybe on our main drags that will cover our medium density requirements. And then on our sort of local roads, we will have that all as low density. I say all low density, but we will get a few like parks and stuff around the place as well. Of course, we can maybe fit in a primary school as well. So, primary school. Call this the Amity Street Public School. And yeah, I want to get a few parks and stuff around the place as well. Can get fit an American football field around here somewhere. That might be nice. Looks like we're just... Ooh, we can just squeeze one in there, actually. No. Don't like it. We'll just stick with some smaller parks, I think. Ooh, Sculptor Mansion. Something else for us to look at laying down as well. All right, so this new area is developing really well. And we'll also get some public transport connections in as well. Let's call this one Platypus Park. Beautiful. As you can see, the row housing on our main road has really taken off. Obviously, there was quite high demand for medium density residential, and there still is, even though we've added all of this in. But other than that, a whole lot of low density. We might even be able to get a bit more commercial in as well. And that should develop and soak up a little bit more of that commercial demand. So yeah, overall, I think this has been quite a successful little addition. All right, next we need some public transport. And I'm wondering maybe we could get a second bus connection that will go to Platypus Park, maybe sort of down this main drag and probably via Garland Street. Yeah, I think that makes sense. And then express to the city. Interestingly, our existing express bus does not want to use our busway, so we might actually get a couple of stops in there, and we will force the bus to use that. Yep, perfect. All right, so we'll get a new one set up now anyway. Lovely. And I think in terms of our bus that is going to the old part of our town, over to Palmer Square, we might actually use the same bus and actually just have that run. Rather than going direct onto the highway there, we might actually have it run via Platypus Park as well and head out this way instead. I do need to remember which bus line we're actually talking about there, though. Because we need to use different colours. Okay, perfect. And what are we after there? We're after this route. It is bus line 6. So I wonder if we can. Will that do that? Perfect. All right. So, yeah, so we're changing this bus route completely. All right. Lovely. So that should. What's the problem here? No vehicles. We just put a new bus depot in, didn't we? And we already need to get in another garage. So we'll get in two. And hopefully that should give us enough in terms of the number of buses. Perfect. That error is gone there. So we should be all good to go. And we should be pretty much about to hit our next milestone as well. Oh, we're out of trains, actually. And I don't think we can add any more on our rail yard, can we? So we're actually going to need to put down another rail yard as well. Which is interesting in itself, isn't it? I wonder if we can fit one in over here. What do our contours look like? Terrible, if I'm honest. But if we can just, flatten these out, maybe we can get something going there. I think we're good there, aren't we? Yeah, pretty much. do need a road connection, but we should be able to join up here, I think. All right. Should be connected up there. And yeah, now we need to reroute our trains. Well, not so much our trains, our train line. Ugly. We actually need to probably decide what we're doing here first, don't we? Hey! Large city. I thought we were already a large city. Or were we a big city? I don't know. Well, we've got 21 new tiles to unlock. Got 21 new tiles to unlock, so that is excellent. But I don't think we've got any more unlocked features or anything. I think we're past that. So there we go. We've had to do some weird stuff here. But it solved the problem of not having enough trains to run, at least for the moment anyway. So I'm going to get all of this softened up now. Reasonably softened up anyway. And yeah, we should be pretty much good to go now. I've just noticed we've had a building that's burnt down over here. Two, in fact. So we probably do need to get a firehouse in here. I'll be able to sneak one in somewhere. Maybe along this. No, that's not a main road. We want it pretty much on a main road. So we might just need to say goodbye to a building. So that should give us coverage now for the Quokkaterris Platypus Park sort of region. And no sooner did I say, you know, we've covered off all our demand with that lot of low density and row housing we put in, but we now have massive demand once again. So the job of a city mayor never ends, does it? But that is going to be the end of this episode. So I hope you've enjoyed it. If you have, please give it a like, subscribe to the channel, and ring that notification bell so you get a ding to your device the next time I post a video. You can find links to my social media in the description, so please jump on there, like, follow, subscribe, do all that wonderful stuff. Big shout out to my Founders Club patron, Caleb. Caleb, thank you so much for helping to make this content possible. If you want to help out at home, you can do so by popping on over to patreon.com/Bob Dendry and joining up over there by becoming a member of my YouTube, or just give a super thanks to this video if you want to give a one-off thanks for the content. But until next time, I'm Bob Dendry. This is City Skylines 2. Thank you so much for watching, and goodbye.